Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike P. with the Golgotha Church of Christ. Up this morning for our morning prayer line. I want to always start out with the Word of God. Allow God's little God to penetrate our mind and to set forth our day. For those of you that will be coming on, if you have any prayer requests, call in. At 619-924-0767, and also you can type in on Facebook Live. Good morning, Joe Johnson. Good to see you, Doc. Mr. Rhonda, good morning. How are you? I'm doing well. Good to see you guys this morning. If you can share the video, we'd definitely appreciate it. We're going to start this morning at Psalm 38. Psalm 38. Lord, do not punish me in your anger. Good morning, Brother Barnes. Good to see you, Doc. Or discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand is pressed down on me. There is no health in my body because of your indignation. There is no strength in my bones because of my sin. For my sins have flooded over my head. They are a burden too heavy for me to bear. The wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am bent over and brought low all day long. I go around in mourning. For my loins are full of burning pain, and there is no health in my body. I am faint and severely crushed. I groan because of the anguish of my heart. Lord, my every desire is known to you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart races, my strength leaves me, and even the light of my eyes has faded. My loved ones and friends stand back from my affliction, and my relatives stand at a distance. Those who seek my life set traps, and those who want to harm me threaten to destroy me. They plot treacherously all day long. Anyone find themselves in these type of situations has been there? People on their way out to get them or feel like they in a position. Verse 13 of Psalms 38, I am like a deaf person, I do not hear. I am like a speechless person who does not open his mouth. I am like a man who does not hear and has no arguments in his mouth. I put my hope in you, Lord. You will answer, Lord my God. Amen. For I said, don't let them rejoice over me. Those who are arrogant toward me when I stumble, for I am about to fall, and my pain is constantly with me. So I confess my guilt. I am anxious because of my sin, but my enemies are vigorous and powerful. Many hate me for no reason. Those who repay evil for good attack me for pursuing good. Lord, do not abandon me. My God, do not be far from me. Hurry to help me, Lord, my Savior. Psalm 39. I said, I guard my... Good morning, Mother. See you. I said, I will guard my ways so that I will not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle. As long as the wicked are in my presence, I was speechless and quiet. I kept silent even from speaking good, and my pain intensified. My heart grew hot within me. As I mused, a fire burned. I spoke with my tongue. Lord, reveal to me the end of my life and the number of my days. Let me know how short-lived I am. You indeed have made my days short in length, and my life span as nothing in your sight. Yes, every mortal man is only a vapor. Certainly, man walks about like a mere shadow. Indeed, they frantically rush around in vain, gathering possessions without knowing who will get them. Now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me to the taunt of fools. I am speechless. I do not open my mouth because of what you have done. Remove your torment from me. I fade away because of the force of your hand. You discipline a man with punishment for sin, consuming like a moth with a what is precious to him. Every man is only a vapor. Selah. Verse 12, hear my prayer, Lord, and listen to my cry for help. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a foreigner residing with you, a temporary resident, like all my fathers. Good morning, Brother Max. Good to see you out there. Hope things are well in Pennsylvania. Turn your angry gaze from me so that I may be cheered up before I die and am gone. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry for help. Amen, somebody. Somebody need to hear that this morning. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry for help. He brought me up from a desolate pit out of the muddy clay and set my feet on a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. How happy is the man who has put his trust in the Lord and has not turned to the proud or to those who run after lies. Lord, my God, you have done many things, your wonderful works and your plans for us. None can compare with you. If I were to report and speak of them, there are more that can be told. There are more than can be told. You do not delight in sacrifice and offering. You open my ears to listen. You do not ask for a whole burnt offering or a sin offering. Then I said, see, I have come. It is written about me in the volume of the scroll. I delight to do your will, my God. Your instruction lives within me. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. See, I do not keep my mouth closed, as you know, Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I spoke about your faithfulness and salvation. I did not conceal your constant love and truth from the great assembly. Lord, do not withhold your compassion from me. Your constant love and truth will always guard me, for troubles without number have surrounded me. My sins have overtaken me, and I am unable to see. There are more than the hairs on my head, and my courage leaves me. Lord, be pleased to deliver me. Hurry to help me, Lord. Let those who seek and take my life be disgraced and confounded. Let those who wish to harm, who wish me harm, be driven back and humiliated. Let those who say to me, aha, aha, be horrified because of their shame. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation continually say, the Lord is great. I am afflicted and needy. The Lord thinks of me. You are my helper and my deliverer, my God. Do not delay. Psalm 41. Happy is one who cares for the poor. The Lord will save him in a day of adversity. The Lord will keep him and preserve him. He will be blessed in the land. He will not give him over to the desires of his enemies. The Lord will sustain him on his sickbed. He will heal him on the bed where he lies. I said, Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak maliciously about me. When will he die and be forgotten? When one of them comes to visit, he speaks deceitfully. He stores up evil in his heart. He goes out and talks. All who hate me whisper together about me. They plan to harm me. Lethal poison has been poured into him. And he won't rise again from where he lies. Even my friend in whom I trusted, one who I ate my bread, has raised his heel against me. But you, Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up. Then I will repay them. By this I know that you delight in me. My enemy does not shout in triumph over me. You supported me because of my integrity and set me in your presence forever. May Yahweh, the God of Israel, be praised from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Psalm 42. As a deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while all day long people say to me, where is your God? I remember this as I pour out my heart, how I walked with many leading the festive procession to the house of God with joyful and thankful shouts. Why am I so distressed? Why this turmoil within me? Why this turmoil within me? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him. My Savior and my God, I am deeply depressed. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your billows have swept over me. The Lord will send his faithful love by day. His song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? My adversaries taunt me as if crushing my bones, while all day long they say to me, where is your God? Why am I so depressed? Why this turmoil within me? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 43, vindicate me, God, and defend my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? Send your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Then I will come to the altar of God, my God, to God my greatest joy. I will praise you with the lyre. God, I will praise you with the lyre, God, my God. Why am I so depressed? Why is this turmoil within me? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 44. God, we have heard with our ears, our ancestors have told us the work you accomplished in their days, in days long ago, to plant them. You drove out the nations with your hand and settled them. You crushed the peoples, for they did not take the land by their sword. Their arm did not bring them victory, but by your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you were pleased with them. You are my king, my God, who ordains victories for Jacob. Through you, we drive back our foes. Through your name, we trample our enemies. For I do not trust in my bow, and my sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our foes, and let those who hate us be disgraced. We boast in God all day long. We will praise your name forever, Selah. But you have rejected and humiliated us. You do not march us out with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and those who hate us have taken plunder for themselves. You hand us over to be eaten like sheep and scatter us among the nations. You sell your people for nothing. You make no profit from selling them. You make us an object of reproach to our neighbors, a source of mockery and ridicule to those around us. You make us a joke among the nations, a laughingstock among the peoples. My disgrace is before me all day long, and shame has covered my face because of the voice of the scorner and reviler, because of the enemy and avenger. All this has happened to us, but we have not forgotten you or betrayed your covenant. Our hearts have been turned back. Our steps have been strayed from your path, but you have crushed us in the haunt of jackals and have covered us with deepest darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God and spread out our hand to a foreign God, wouldn't God have found this out? Since he knows the secret of the heart, because of you, we are slain all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. Wake up, Lord. Why are you sleeping? Get up. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide yourself and forget our affliction and oppression? For we have sunk down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up. Help us. Redeem us because of your faithful love. Psalm 45. My heart is moved by a noble theme as I recite the verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most handsome of men. Grace flows from your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Mighty warrior, strap your sword at your side. In your majesty and splendor, ride triumphantly. In the cause of truth, humility, and justice, may your right hand show your awe-inspiring acts. Your arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. The peoples fall unto you. Your throne, God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of judgment, of justice. Scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of justice. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy. More than your companions, myrrh, aloes, and cassia perfume, all your garments. Myrrh, aloes, and cassia perfume, all your garments. From ivory palaces, harps bring you joy. King's daughters are among your honored women. The queen adorned with gold from Ophir stands at your right hand. Listen, daughter, pay attention and consider. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Bow down to him, for he is your Lord. The daughter of Tyr, the wealthy people, will seek your favor with gifts. In her chamber, the royal daughter is all glorious, her clothing embroidered with gold. In colorful garments, she is led to the king. After her, the virgins, her companions, are brought to you. They are led in with gladness and rejoicing. They enter the king's palace. Your sons will succeed your ancestors. You will make them princes among the land. Let me go back there, verse 16. Your sons will succeed your ancestors. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will cause your name to be remembered for you all generations. Therefore, the peoples will praise you forever and ever. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Therefore, we will not be afraid. Though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the depths of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with its turmoil, Selah. There is a river, its streams delight the city of God, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. God is within her. She will not be toppled. God will help her when the morning dawns. Nations rage, kingdoms topple. The earth melts when he lifts his voice. The Lord of hosts is within us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Guys. All right, Sister Rhonda, I got that. We will pray for that. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Verse 8, come see the works of the Lord who brings devastation on the earth. He makes wars cease throughout the earth. He shatters bows and cuts spears to pieces. He burns up the chariots. Stop your fighting and know that I am God, exalted among the nations, exalted on the earth. Yahweh of hosts is within us. Excuse me, Yahweh of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. And the final psalm this morning will be Psalms 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a jubilant cry. Come on, y'all. Don't miss your shout this morning. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a jubilant cry. For Yahweh the Most High is awe-inspiring, a great king over all the earth. He sees peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chooses for us our inheritance, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God ascends among shouts of joy, the Lord among the sounds of trumpets. Sing praise to God. Sing praise. Sing praise to our King. Sing praise. Sing a song of wisdom, for God is king of all the earth. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the peoples have assembled with the peoples of the God of Abraham, for the leaders of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. We have read that through Psalms 48, up to Psalms 47. Tomorrow we will start with Psalm 48. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and more so the doers of his word. We read for the edification of our soul. We read God's word in the morning to set the tone for our day and more so to get our minds and our hearts and our souls penetrated with God's word right at the very top of the day. It's prayer time. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Glad to have you guys with us. Again, share the video. We definitely would appreciate it. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you today thanking you for who you are and what you do. Thanking you the best we know how, Father. Thanking you for the rain and for the pain. Thanking you for the struggle, learning how to fly over our struggle like an eagle. Father, we're thanking you for being our God, for loving us in the manner in which you do, and dying a rugged, despicable death on Golgotha Hill, hung up on yonder's cross, because of the love that you have for us. Father, for that, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you. For you did for us what we can't do for ourselves, and you opened it up that we can come back to heaven. And we're just so thankful for that. We want to say a prayer this morning for Joe Johnson, who's on with us. Father, we ask you to bless Brother Joe, strengthen him in ways he stands in need of, be with the works of his hands and with his family. Father, we're praying for Sister Rhonda Hamburg, who's with us this morning. Ask you to bless her and keep her and strengthen us. She's always praying for strength. She says, strength where I fall weak, and pray for her children and for her mother and for her sisters and brothers and for her family. And I pray for all those on the trove. And she's asking you, God, to keep her strong. Sister Rhonda asks us, Brother Peabody, I'm asking for prayer for my neighbors, the Belmers, as well as my own family. So we're praying for the Belmers this morning as well, Father. I ask you to be with them. You know what the situation is and what they need, and that's our job, to find petitions and things that we can come to you for as priests, Father, that we can be able to bring to the throne of grace and ask for TLC, ask for prayer, ask for massage in those regards. So we thank you for that. Thank you for just the tentacles of looking out and praying for others. Others have prayed for us for many years, and we're just so thankful. Praying for Brother Floyd Barnes this morning, ask you to bless him and keep him, strengthen him the way he stands in need of, be with his sister that's going to be working with the Christian Service Center, Father, continue to give them the advantage. They're looking for a grant so they can keep the work going as it houses the Austin Church of Christ and summer programs for youth, many youth over the years. And Father, we're just so thankful that he's taken over that ministry. We ask you to continue to bless him and keep him, strengthen him, be with his daily work, continue to give him the ability to take care of his family and do the things he needs to do. Father, we're praying for my brother from another mother, Brother Max Swang, Blue Max out there in Pennsylvania. Played a lot of great music together, just a great individual in general, and brother, just a great brother. I'm asking you just to be with him and strengthen him. He has a trio. That they do a lot of great music out there in the Pennsylvania area, and has to just continue to keep them alive, keep them rolling. Has a good heart for people, a good heart for animals. I ask you just to continue to bless him and keep him. Father, it's just good to see him this morning, and hope we keep our communication lines open, for we'll be friends for life. Love him so very much. Father, we're coming to you this morning in regards to Sharon Baker. I ask you to be with Sharon Baker, continue to bless her, keep her away. She stands in need of, ask for prayer for her and her family. Sister Bowles has asked for prayer for her father and her uncle, Ricky Saunders. Praying for the Bowles family, continue to bless them and keep them in the ways they stand in need of. Praying for Preston Sellers and my sister-in-law, Alice Yancey, and for her. She's going to be walking in the Bud Billiken Parade this year. Father, so we're praying that that's a success for her. Praying for Jonas Ross Jr., and his wife that has a marriage ministry they do on Mondays on Facebook Live. Father, ask you to continue to bless them, keep them and strengthen them, sharing information to keep marriages strong in a time where divorce is at an all-time high. So I just want to thank him for that. Father, ask you to continue to bless them and keep them accordingly. Always praying for Big Joe Thomas. Be with Big Joe, continue to strengthen him, excuse me, and bless him in ways he stands in need of. Be with his son, Yeshua. I got the hiccups right now. Be with his son, Yeshua. Continue to strengthen him and bless him accordingly. Let him grow up understanding and learning things from his dad that he'll be able to apply to his children and beyond when he gets older. Praying for that relationship that it continues to grow and bound. Father, we're also praying for the work that he does at the House of Rock, teaching bass guitar to many youth, and also throughout the music industry as he shares your word and continues to lift up the blood-stained banner of Christ. Father, bless him and keep him. He's no longer Cujo. He's now the new Joe, and we're just so thankful. Praying for Nick Conti this morning and Connie Hunnett. Ask your blessing and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Connie had a prayer request. I can't remember what it is. I didn't write it down. But Father, we want you to grant it, for we know that you know what it is. Praying for Brother Philip Henderson. Bless him and keep him and strengthen him in the ways he stands in need of his ministry. Francine Steed and Stowe Foley. Bless them and keep them, Father. Keep them strong. Keep them continuing to encourage, continuing to share your bountiful word and your bountiful love. Praying for LaWanda Denise Troutman. Denaro, bless her and keep her. Strengthen her in the way she stands in need of. And Nash Esther as well. Always praying for Peggy Busby White and Vanessa Edwards Jones this morning. Praying for a family, for the Harvey Church family. So we ask you to strengthen them and bless them in ways they really stand in need of. Praying for Justina Giggers and Carmen Winters and Michelle Jordan this morning. Father, we ask you to strengthen them and bless them today. Praying for Janice Southwick. Rose, ask you to be with her and strengthen her in the way she stands in need of. Sister Gladys Gardner Turner, bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of. Keep encouraging her. Be with her health and be with her husband Robert and the work he's doing at the Monroe congregation. Father, bless that congregation very well and plentiful. Praying for Pat Haynes Ford this morning and Bishop Thaddeus Anderson. Father, I ask you to bless them and keep them ways they readily stand in need of. Mom Linda Pinson, ask you to bless her and keep her. Watching The Lion King yesterday with Deja and Angie, continue to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for Patrick and Jazz and Patrick's son and for the entire family. Praying for Herb and for Skirky, for Felix, and for Paul. Father, praying for Mary Floyd and Mary Walker and all extensions therein. Father, bless them and keep them in ways they readily stand in need of. Praying for Ruth Rye this morning and for Angela Upchurch. Praying for my mother, strongest woman I ever know. I ask you to bless her and keep her and strengthen her. Father, continue to keep her going on. She's doing well. Looks like she's bouncing back, coming back this way. Father, just continue to strengthen her. Let her continue to do the things she needs to do to get stronger physically and also to continue to encourage so many people as she has. And known as the Mother Teresa there in Des Moines, Iowa, as far as feeding people and clothing people and giving them social services and toys for tots and just on and on and on by the thousands. Father, I'm asking you just to continue to bless her and keep her, strengthen her, to be with my brothers, Tyrone and Darnell and Mose and Damien. Bless them and keep them in ways they readily stand in need of. My sister Shanice and Shawan, Titi, bless them and keep them accordingly. Father, I'm coming to you regards to my daughters, Juanita and Nicole. Bless them and keep them and strengthen them ways they readily stand in need of. Always praying for my wife. Ask you to bless her and keep her, Father, keep her strong. She's doing some great stuff, Father, and she's being re-energized, reinvigorated. Continue to help her down there at City Hall. Continue to allow her to share your word to those that she can. Father, continue to be that light in a dark place and also to be an example that others can see your masterpiece. Father, continue to bless her and keep her strong, keep her studying your word, keep her in the book, not to let the cares of the world to penetrate the umbrella of the blood and the love that you have for us, Father. Help us to continue to hold up and walk as good soldiers in the midst of this cesspool of sin. Prayer for Zola Upchurch this morning and Dwayne Anderson. Be with Brother Anderson, Minister Anderson, and his congregation. Bless him and keep him where he stands in need of. Be with his family as well. Praying for John Thomas this morning and Pookie. Bless him and keep them where they stand in need of. Sister Dolores Stewart Johnson and Greg, we ask you to bless them and keep them. Those down in Fort Wayne, strengthen them accordingly. Pam Potts, Richard Potts, Amelie Potts, bless all the Potts family, strengthen them accordingly. Praying for Rosalind Redmond and Mary Myers Love and Benson Mahan, Spirit Man, bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. And his wife and congregation there at Maywood. Be with Lawrence Sims II and Lawrence Sims I and Mom Sims and their sisters and all of them accordingly. Bless them and keep them. Love them. Great people. Praying for Mom Lugo and Brother Lugo and Pop Lugo and Tito Lugo and Mark and Robin and just the entire clan. Michael, bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Continue to keep them strong. Be with great health. Praying for a great meeting next month as Pop and Mom make it this way. As you continue to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of, Father. Continue to keep Mom encouraging folks to Facebook every morning with that good morning and that positive message. We need to combat all this negativity with more positivity. Praying for my Aunt Sandra, Aunt Tanya, ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Janet Williams, Katrina Casey, Jeanette Nunnery, Donna Mendenhall, Terry Hendrickson, ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they really stand in need of. Praying for VJ Jackson Lopez and Brother Neil Lopez and the entire Lopez family. Bless them and keep them accordingly. Maywood and New Way, Maywood accordingly. Praying for Brother James Gant and Alicia, the newlyweds. Continue to strengthen them and bless them in ways they really stand in need of. Brother James Finley and Sister Finley, be with them accordingly. Be with Brother James. He continues to strike them the strings and through the strings of life as well. Be with Catherine Lewis and Phyllis Brown and my cousin Lachelle Brown and Gerard and family accordingly. Bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. My cousin Wee, cousin Artie, cousin Monty, and all the derivatives thereof, nephews and et cetera. Be with my sisters Phyllis and Lois and Buddy and Larry and Michelle and Jimmy and all the derivatives therein. Bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Praying for James Robinson and Paula Saunders and Lisa July and John Fitzgerald Austin this morning. Be with him and his wife as they're up under out there in the Minnesota area. Continue to be with Doris Arnold, Mom Arnold this morning. Continue to bless and keep her where she readily stands in need of. Praying for Kathy and Woody Hunt to be with them and strengthen them and the entire Hunt family. Be with the Donna Morrison and Mom Dolores Jordan. Continue to bless her, keep her, strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. Preston Sellers and my good friend Zane Gillian. I understand having some complications and dealing with some testing and also maybe some more doctor's visits. So, Father, whatever that situation is, we ask you to send in some extra TOC for Zane. Continue to bless her and keep her. Be with Roger as well. She took care of Roger. Now it's time to kind of take care of her. And they work together as a great team. Father, bless them and keep them accordingly. Praying for my good friend Roy Joseph Chubby Carrier. Be with Chubby and the Bayou Swamp Band. Amen, somebody. Continue to strengthen them and bless them as they continue to share the music of Zydeco throughout the world, but also Chubby being an ambassador. I ask you to continue to bless him and keep him there. He'll keep his head straight. Great family man. Be with him and his wife and daughter, Misty. His daughter continue to grow and do great things. Be with his brother, Troy, Dickie Doo, and the Zydeco crew. And bless him and keep them as they are a spitting image of their dad, Roy Sr., who I knew and got a chance to experience. And now to see his lineage going forward, Father, just a blessing to see that music is continuing to carry on. Praying for Jonathan Cartagena. That should be with him. And Clarita Morgan family, praying for my good friends Jim and Becky Hastings. Bless them and keep them in ways they really stand in need of. I was praying for the Leach's family, Carol Wiley Leach and Elroy Leach Jr. Praying for Brother and Sister Leach Sr., Pop Leach, continue to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of in the Austin congregation. Praying for my cousin Darrell and Jody Peavy, newlyweds, continue to strengthen them and bless them in the way they stand in need of. Praying for community activists and alderman candidate and minister Wilbur Cook, a good friend of mine for over 30 years, both of us at Roosevelt. Continue to bless Brother Wilbur and the work that he's doing. Strengthen him and bless him in ways he stands in need of. Praying for Cheryl Gillian this morning and for Melody Brown and my nephew Julian Brown and for Steve Bell and entire Bell family. Praying for Primer and they travel as well. Praying for good to see them back home, Luke Miles Sr. and Kim, a brother from another mother. Continue to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Also, Brother James Skates, we're praying for him this morning. He's here with them as well. Praying for Elnora Peavy and Daniel Zepeda and Jody Aldini Zepeda. Continue to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Alvin Davis and Audrey Hogsett, Portia Thompson and Leanne Johnson. Father, we ask you just to bless them and keep them on this day. Praying for George and Margie Shade. Been with, we've been part, friends of our family for many years, and we ask you just to continue to strengthen them and bless them accordingly. Be with the work that they do. Praying for Virgo Queen and Daryl D. Berry. Andre Marshall, be with his health. Bless him in ways he stands in need of. Elizabeth Williams, Eugene Carter, Cuz down in Mississippi. Be with the ministry that he's doing. Continue to bless folks. Praying for Eddie Lee Brown and for Sarah Edwards and Sharon Vasquez and Brenda Butler. Bless them and keep them accordingly. Praying for Craig Sean Dean and for the Dean family, Lucinda McClendon, and special prayer for D.C. Williams and his wife, Tonya. Continue to be with D.C. in his recovery from his surgery. Father, continue to bless him and keep him and strengthen him in ways he stands in need of. I did give him a call, but I haven't heard back from him yet, so praying that everything is going well. And if he needs me, just reach out and I'll be there to help where I can. Father, we ask you just to bless them and keep them in ways they rather stand in need of. Praying for Brenda Gotchett this morning. Always praying for those. I want to continue to pray for those six new souls baptized in the Musitti Church of Christ. Father, praying for Far West this morning and thanking you for the good time we have with them and the souls that stood up and that had concerns on their heart. Father, we ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Strengthen them, ones looking for a job and looking for a place to be. Father, we ask you to provide for that. One that's the manager being strengthened in her job. Father, give her the fortitude and the strength to continue to stand and represent you in spite of what others say. Father, just keep going on and on and on. We just ask you to continue to bless us and keep us. Praying for Melvin Smith. I think he's still on the tour path. We're so glad to see Mike Wheeler is back. Ask you to bless him and his wife. Janine, strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. Be with the Mike Wheeler Band as they continue to grow. Praying for Darlene Shaw and Eddie Van Shaw and Mom Shaw. Continue to bless them and keep them and give them provisions to be able to take care of their mother and the business at hand that was left by my teacher, Eddie Shaw. Praying for Carl Davis this morning and Big Fun, Andre McCautry. Ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for Floyd Barnes this morning and for Flowers family. Always still praying for Wanda, Sister Wanda, and for Shaky and kids and sons and daughters and that great big Bobo Flowers, Johnson, McHenry, Dinwiddie, and all the other extension family for the loss for Powerful. Brother Paul Flowers, ask you to bless him and keep that family, keep him strong, even during the tender moments. It's still very fresh, and so we ask you just to be with him. Let him keep rolling on. Praying for Sister Griffin, who lost five family members in a car accident that we learned at 51st Street. Praying for Brother and Sister Eddie Gillis. Bless him and keep them in ways they readily stand in need of. Christella Jones, Will Crosby. Bless him and keep them accordingly. Father, praying for Janet Moss this morning. Praying for Edwin Edwards and Ishmael, and Brother Herb Walker, Janice and James Finley, and Melissa Burrell, who is at Methodist Hospital. Praying for her. I think she lost her mother or something of that nature. Somebody has been lost near and dear in her family. So in spite of just her own health concerns, Father, also having death in the family or sickness in that family, Father. You know the exact deal of it. We're just praying for some extra TLC. Praying for praying Maurice Gardner and praying for the Raybon family, Art and Marcy Raybon and son Jordan and all of them. We ask you to bless them and keep them at the passing of their father, Frank Raybon. Father, we ask you just to be with them, be with Art and strengthen him in ways he really stands in need of. Praying for Millicent Melissa McGrew, I got my glasses on today, Sheila Thomas, and Randy Cole Sims and his wife. Bless them in the ministry that they're doing and continue to stay strong and continue to broadcast through the radio, et cetera. Praying for Carla Dawson and Tanika McManning this morning, for Dennis Mann, my good friend Dennis Mann, childhood friend, praying for his family, Christy Weston and Janice Carter and B.D. Pruitt and Paula Marie Schmidt and Mary Barton and Robert Openick and Robin Bryant. Praying for Cheryl Paul this morning as she blesses and keeps them where they stand in need of. Jay Miles and Michelle Jordan and Roe Collins. Be with Roe and his family. Be with the Brookfield congregation, Brother Barry Johnson. Bless him and all those working with him over there. Strengthen that great congregation. Praying for Tanya Wesby and Bonisa Owens and my good friend Gerald McClendon and his wife Michelle, bless him and keep them where they stand in need of. Marcella Waters, and Ernest Lemon, be with him and Cassandra, the work that he does. And, always taking care of mom, Peggy. Call Aretha Franklin, bless her and keep her. And we'll keep her in prayer, health and strength, and the entire Lemon Gant family. Ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for Linnea Jacobs and Ruth Air Q Davis and Pastor Liz Porter Wade and others that we don't have listed here, Father, but we just don't want to overlook anybody. We're just so thankful for who you are and what you allow us to be. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen us in our daily walk. Be with us as we continue to go forward. Help us through this day, that we will continue to do things and be put in position to be able to share you with those who don't know you in the pardon of their sin. We love you. We adore you. This is our prayer this morning in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Again, do something for someone this morning that can't report you, pay you for, give them Jesus Christ and then crucify it. Have a great day. God bless you in the name of the Lord. See you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. God bless.